In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this evening's reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 45, brings us late into the story about Joseph and his father Jacob. And it takes me back to a Friday evening late on in 1982. Can you imagine I remember something from 1982? Well, on a Friday evening in November that year, Ann and I, living in New York, took our 13-year-old daughter to the musical of the season that year, Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. The summer after that, we went on vacation with friends of ours and their children, during which our daughter taught them all the songs from Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. She brought a copy, I brought her daughter a copy of a VCS. Is that right?
VCR.
Of a VCR. Along on the trip, and she taught the daughter of our friends, who was also 13 years old, she taught her the songs as they watched that video morning after morning on that two-week trip. Of course, the fact that they were both 13-year-old girls and Donnie Osmond was the star in the show made it very exciting for them. Nearly every morning on that vacation, you could see them up early and watching that musical. Can any of you remember that song that Joseph sings as the curtain goes up and the theater quiets? He sings, "I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping. Someone was weeping. Who was that? His brothers were starving in Egypt. But the world was sleeping," he said. "Any dream will do. I wore my coat with its gold lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Anything will do. A crash of drums and a flash of light. My golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into the darkness. I was left alone. Where? Down in Egypt, in slavery. I was left alone. May I return now to the beginning. The light is dimming, and the dream is too. The world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will do." Well, that opens the musical on Broadway. Every night it played there for 4 years. The timeless story about Jacob and Joseph and Joseph's 11 brothers, with its reference into how families sometimes treat one another. That is still catching the hearts of people all over the world when it plays in summer theater or in high schools. If you don't really know the full story about Joseph and his father and his brothers, I encourage you to reread that short part of the story that's printed in the bulletin this evening. It's a beautiful story of a member of a family who lives to save all the others in his family. Think of that. He lives to save those 11 brothers who brutally mistreated him. It's a beautiful story. And that show took Broadway in those tough days of 1982 by storm. People bought tickets months in advance. Joseph's brothers had been so unkind to Joseph. So they sold Joseph to a slaveholder down in Egypt. And within 2 years, those brothers were starving back at home. Starving because of a full-fledged famine. So even in spite of Joseph's anger at what those 11 brothers had done to him, he believed that God had sent him ahead to Egypt to save their lives. The dastardly things that those 11 brothers did to a member of their own family actually became their salvation. Well, does that story strike a chord with any of you? You know anything similar in another story in all the scriptures? Centuries after this Old Testament story of Jacob, the father, and Joseph, the son, and Joseph's brothers, God acted again in history. And that was the time when God rescued humanity through the suffering and the death and the resurrection of his son, Jesus the Christ. The story of Joseph and the story of Jacob are very vivid. A very vivid representation of the great truth in the Bible, that all things do work together for good for those who love the Lord. Believe that. All things eventually work together for good for those who love the Lord. Remember that. And reflect on that as you go off to sleep tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.